years. And what I think one critical point is the Biden administration is trying to hide behind CDC. When you go to CDC and ask them why this is happening, they just send you to DHS. And when you look at CDC's actual order, it's very clear that CDC thinks we can safely process asylum seekers. All they've been saying now is for months and months and months is DHS needs to put in basic mitigation steps, and here's the blueprint to how to do it. DHS is not doing it, and that's why the lower court finally just said enough's enough. DHS needs to allocate resources. DHS is not saying they can't. I mean, CDC is not saying they can't do it. Just take the basic steps. They've had so long to just do little things, build some outdoor processing centers, put in a testing regime, start a vaccine protocol, and they're refusing to do it. So what DHS is doing is trying to hide behind CDC, but CDC is being very clear, consistent with every public health expert in the country. You can safely process asylum seekers. Just take basic steps. I mean, we're doing that for the whole country, right? People are going to basketball. One thing I mentioned in court is people are going to basketball games, 18,000 people in these congregate settings. One third of NBA arenas do not have a vaccine or testing requirement. People are flying. People are going to restaurants. Just take basic steps. What's happening is asylum seekers are being singled out for political reasons, and the harm is unthinkable.
Lee, you were also a part of the negotiations to financially compensate migrant parents separated from their children under Trump. But suddenly, the Biden administration cut off talks around these reparations once Republicans started to criticize. Explain what happened and start off by saying how many families are still separated.
Yeah, thanks, Amy, for asking about that. So we believe, the ACLU believes, in excess of 1,000 families are still separated. More than 5,500 children that we know of were separated originally. We think 1,000 remain separated. And so there's two parallel negotiations. There were two parallel negotiations going on. One is just the ACLU and the government, and that's for everything except monetary compensation. That's for continuing to find the families, reunite them, hopefully get them services, and most importantly, get them a pathway to remain here so they're never re-separated from their children or sent back to danger. Those negotiations are still ongoing. Hopefully, those will remain constructive. Right now, they are constructive. The other set of negotiations, which Stacey was a part of, is compensation, monetary compensation, to settle these tort suits. Those were going fine up until someone in the government leaked it. There was political blowback. Rather than standing strong and saying, as he did in the second presidential debate, this was criminal activity and I'll do everything I can to make these families whole, the Biden administration buckled for some reason, ended the talks, walked away, at first tried to say that we walked away. That was completely not true. They haven't repeated that line. And so now we're back in court and the Biden administration will be defending the family separation practice in these tort suits. And not only that, there's many of these tort suits, but in the ACLU's class action tort suit, not only did we sue the United States, but we sued individual federal officials like Stephen Miller, like former Attorney General Sessions. So the Biden DOJ is going to be walking into court, not only defending the United States in this horrendous, unprecedented, brutal practice, but also defending Stephen Miller, Sessions, down the line for their individual roles. I would have thought it would have been unthinkable for the Biden DOJ to walk into court and do that. But that's where we are.
And it was Dr. Joe Biden who was put in charge of bringing families together. Isn't that right?
We're not really sure exactly what's going on. There is a task force there, but how much Dr. Joe Biden, Joe Biden is there working on it day to day. It's a little unclear.
Well, Legal Alert, I want to thank you for being with us, Deputy Director of the ACLU Immigrants' Rights Project. That does it for our show. Democracy Now! Has job openings. Go to Democracy Now! I'm Amy Goodman. Wear a mask.
say what you wanna. Didn't really hear you. Do what you're gonna. But I don't remember asking you. I'll believe it when I see it. Say what you wanna. I do what I want anyway. You and I. You said that you don't wanna, so I gave it to another. You said you didn't need me, now I'm sleeping with the enemy.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Breakfast for Dinner. This is DJ Chris Wired. Thanks for joining me. You just listened to Dolly Dagger with Say What You Wanna. Got a fun show tonight. Some old stuff, some new stuff, some in-between stuff. Lots of power pop and kind of old school rock and roll. We got another song that's very, very late 70s, early 80s corporate rock, but I don't know. I like it. So leave me alone. It's my show, right? Anyway, before we get to that, let's take care of some business.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You can say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You could chat on a game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch.
Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
A couple other shows here on WRCT Pittsburgh I wanted to tell you about. Counterspin provides a critical examination of the major stories every week and exposes what corporate media might have missed in their own coverage. Counterspin highlights censored stories and exposes biased and inaccurate coverage while examining the power of corporate influence and sexism, racism, and homophobia in the news. Wednesdays, 10 to 10:30 a.m. And the David Pakman Show started as a community radio show called Midweek Politics in the basement of WXOJ studio in Northampton, Massachusetts. The focus of the show is modern American politics and society, airing on WRCT Monday through Friday.
Okay,
7
so
to 8
time to get
a.m.
back into it.
Next up, I said we had some in-between stuff, and that's what we got. This is Sugar, Bob Mould's kind of power pop band from the 90s off their File Under Easy Listening album, G-Angel.
We'll be right back.
without you. Told myself I'd get by without love. Drowning my sorrows, avoiding tomorrows. Kinda felt that I just had enough. You lied on my face with your jokes and your smiles, and the way that you came every night. Don't know what you got, but I'm sure glad I found you. Could be wrong, but it sure feels right. And here I am, I'm back on my feet again. Here I am, I'm back on my feet again. Surprised at myself for the way that I feel. So happy that you're here with me.
There we go. There's that corporate rock we all love. You can admit it. That was the Babies with Back on My Feet Again. Before that, The Clash and Adam Tan. Screeching Weasel with Hanging Around. And Sugar with G Angel.
The life of every child is precious. If you care for a child or teenager with a disability and have limited income and resources, they may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. Call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/ssikids to learn more. That's ssa.gov/ssikids. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Rita's Italian Ice joins you in supporting WRCT. Rita's offers a variety of frozen treats, including its famous Italian ice, made fresh daily with real fruit, available in over 80 flavors. Rita's has several locations throughout the city of Pittsburgh, including a stand at 3712 Fifth Avenue near the University of Pittsburgh campus. For more information, visit their website at www.ritasice.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Let's get back into it. This next one is from The Boys with the Perpetual Nervousness, Play on My Mind.
I don't know. I have tried to compromise, but even after you have left it all, I find it hard to be
summertime. I'll be yours if you'll be mine. I tried to change, but I changed my mind. Think I'll have another glass of Mexican wine. Mexican wine, because the sun still shines in the summertime. I'll be yours if you'll be mine. I tried to change, but I changed my mind. Think I'll have another glass of Mexican wine. Think I'll have another glass of Mexican wine. Won't you have another glass of Mexican? We'll be right back.
disguised. It's horrifying. Right before your eyes, the phantom is inside. I should have known, with a boy like you, your middle name is always. I'd always want you.
That's new music from Novelty Island, Black Current Sky. Before that, Rilo Kiley with Always. Pernice Brothers, Crestfallen, Fountains of Wayne, Mexican Wine. And the boys with the Perpetual Nervousness, Play on My Mind. I want to tell you about one other show we have here in WRCT. Hey, do you remember that kid you picked on in high school? Well, we gave him a radio show. Tune in and hear the Mockster spin the best and worst in indie, punk, classic country, power pop, and so much more. That's Viva Lamac, Friday night starting at 9 with an encore on Tuesday afternoon starting at 5. Exclusively here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. Okay, time for more music. This next band is The Easy Button. The song is Fast Ones.
Music is power. Let it flow through your mind. You're just like a flower. Yeah, in the deep sunshine. Are you invited to the party of life? Now you've decided. Oh, do you live till you
Yeah. Looking for you, laughing at me. She wants to light up the sky.
Dana Countryman with My Little Caroline. Before that, The Legal Matters with Light Up the Sky. Sorrows with Christabel. The Grip Weeds with Vibrations. Solo work from Richard Ashcroft, Music is Power. The Red Walls with Build a Bridge. And we started that big set off with The Easy Button and Fast Ones. Well, that's going to just about do it for me. I'm DJ Chris Wired. You've been listening to Breakfast for Dinner. Just a reminder that we have an encore presentation of this very show Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. So check it out if you either missed the Sunday show or just want to listen to it again. I'm going to leave you with Nick Frater and the song It's All Rumors. I want to thank you for listening, and we will see you again next time.
Some vintage Zombo in your brain. I've been playing that. I probably first played that song about 25 years ago, maybe even longer than that. You know, I've been doing radio for 30 years. So I probably played that on one of my first shows 30 years ago. Love that tune. John and Jackie doing that wonderfully sexy, sinister little girl. Today's show is a little show, just a little show for you. It's all songs about little, part of the duality series. The other show in this one is big. So I did a show all big. This one's all little. So it's all songs that have little in the title or little. And you're listening to Zombo and your brain, WRCT in the Pittsburgh, doing dualities. After big and little, let's see, what's the next section of shows I do? After big and little comes, ooh, black and white. So it's all songs about black, all songs about white, the color white. And I'm going to get to that in the next section. So the show runs Thursdays, 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. and Friday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And I switch the shows. So one day it's going to be little, one day it's going to be big, then the following week it's going to be little, then big, then little. So I'm going to flip-flop them around. So it's a different show on Thursdays and Fridays. And then the next Thursday and Friday, it's the same shows, only flip-flopped. So you're listening to Zombo right here in your brain. A little show here, rebroadcast on WBCQ The Planet. You know you love that stuff. It's a shortwave radio, radiocrown.com. Got some internets, and you can download all the shows till you get sick of your brain. All the Zombo shows on zomboco.com. And chugging along in the underground bunker for a couple more months, playing all these theme shows and my same COVID PSAs. It's the same stuff at the same time, but it's still cool because the music is pretty daggone awesome. And then I'll be back in the studio yelling at you in person this spring. But for now, here is Art Carney and Jackie Gleason doing a tune called A Little Beauty. So it's, once again, all little. So let's get to it.